17. I'm calling to order the council meeting of the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you'll call the roll, please.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright. Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller. Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would come to the podium and sign your name and address for us, and you can address council, you'd have 5 minutes. Okay. Wow.
We're just here for Kip. Sorry.
Well, you know what? We're planning on giving Kip an award every council meeting so that people come.
These girls from the this time.
My daughter too. So.
We love her.
And she's 27. So. Well, we'll continue on until the man of the hour arrives. How's that? Okay. Yes, I know, and they're on their way, so you'll get to see some government in action and get a little civics. So cool. All right. So you all received in your packet the minutes for June 19th and July 3rd. Do you have any corrections to what was in your packets prior to a motion being put forth? All right, Mr. Bright. Could you please make a motion about the approval of minutes for June 19th?
Okay. I move to approve the minutes of June 19, 2017.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Would you make a motion for the approval of the minutes for July 3rd?
Make a motion to approval of the minutes from July 3rd, 2017.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the motion passes. If you're wondering why they're waiting for me, we have 7 members of council. We have to have 4 council members to have a quorum, and we have 4 council members for a quorum. So, and I vote last, so they had to wait for me to pass the motion. Motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services. Mr. Bright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $37,213.88 and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $971.99 for a total of $38,185.87.
Questions or comments? Mr. Bright, you want to comment on the bills?
Yeah. The bills were routine and nothing really out of the ordinary. The largest bill was a payment to the Municipal Employers Insurance Trust for insurance coverage for borough employees. This is for health insurance, vision, dental, life, long-term disability, and accidental death and dismemberment. And it's paid monthly, roughly the same amount. That was for $15,898.33.
Any questions for Mr. Bright? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes.
Is he here yet?
Okay. Committee reports, general government, Mr. Bright.
General government committee, we met to work on the not have any other meetings.
All right, thank you. Police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The report speaks for itself pretty much after talking with the chief. It's been a relatively quiet month, thank goodness. There will be discussion later in reference to public safety and police. We'll wait.
Thank you. Welcome to the council meeting. You can come in. You can bring your chairs in. This is a public meeting. This is your local government at work. For all of you who are here to honor Coach Kip, we're very glad that you're here. We're honored to be able to give Coach Kip an award. I'm going to get real clever. But until he shows up, we're going to be doing... There are seven council members, and we all have committees, and you can all see about the... And there he is! So, with no further ado, point of privilege, we're going to go back to the proclamation by Mayor Cook.
Thank you,
Coach
Madam President.
Could you come forward, please?
Our plan. resource lake, we wouldn't have a lake. So without you, then there's no lake. So the other part is like without kids, there's no lake. So we have great parents who come from non-Edgewood to make this happen. So it's just a great partnership. And I get to actually just be the facilitator. You help me stay young, right? And you allow me to contribute in a way that other people contribute to my life. So the thing that moves me is that you don't even know the people who have contributed to my life. And most of them are dead, right? So they're alive through you, and they're alive through me. So at some point, Coach Kip just hit 60, right? There's not another whole bunch of coaching years left, right? So it's your turn, right? So you will pass it on to your kids, your community, whether it's through as a parent, a teacher, at your job, at wherever it is that you are, you have the confidence to be what it takes to make a difference. And that's all this is that it's a collective community that we just share our talents among each other. We share our frustrations, our challenges, and so forth. So it's kind of like I had 32 years of football with Coach and Perry, and I can like name all the field managers. So like going back from Joe was our first field rec guy, to Dean, to James, to Amber, to Judy, to Christine, to Jessica. So, you know, there's a long line and whoever comes after that. So I really thank the borough and I thank you guys because without you, then, like, what would I do? I'd go home and just watch the Pirates and get frustrated. So thank you guys. I love you.
Every council meeting so that people come to our council meeting. You missed that announcement.
Exactly.
So.
Well, we have a great crew here. We have 38 girls this year.
Wow, so, that's great, Coach.
Yeah, and girls from just every walk of life, so you make that difference. I met a couple that 62 years, I think they were married, so I told you that, you know, we're walking the track the other day, and they have been long. And the reason they became Edgewood residents, they were lost. Guy was lost one day. The police officer led him to where he needed to go. He's like, "This is the community I want to live in." And he's been here for 62 years. So, and he was thankful to see the girls and the kids playing on the field. So, you know, so there's a lot of good stuff happening, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Thanks, Coach.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
All right, we're out of here.
Much for being here. Love you, girl.
Confirm on these that they will be here.
Personnel, Dr. Petrola. Three Rivers Wet Weather, no meeting. Connect, Ms. Bastianini.
Connect meets next week.
Borough Solicitor Report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. Julie asked me to contact Oxford, attorney for Oxford Development. And I'm just letting you know, Julie is working on it. But Oxford apparently wants to give us a piece of property. And, you know, we're checking it out. But we're already using the property as a playground. It's part of our
It's on the Laurel Street, which is a small tot lot. It's kind of an orphan piece of property that Oxford owned that we're already mowing and kind of had incorporated into the playground. So we're looking at, they don't want it any longer and would deed it to the borough. So we're working on how that would might work.
Okay.
So I talked to the attorney and just let me know it's I think it's fine. It only makes sense. But, you know, there's no need to judgments on the property, but you know, the property isn't presently taxable.
Correct.
And somebody has to pay the taxes for the rest of the year, so we may have to do that, which would be a small, very small amount of money just to get the parcel, just to sort of make them happy. But, you know, I'll get back to you once we get more details, but I just wanted you to know that we're pursuing.
They actually offered the borough two parcels of land, but there's only one that we were interested in. The other was a long, skinny parcel along the parkway that we don't have a use for.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Mayor? We will have an executive session. It will be very short regarding potential litigation, and there will not be action following. Borough Manager Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Peoples Natural Gas completed their main line replacement on La Crosse today. It would have been done sooner, but the weather has not been cooperating with us this month. Felino, our paving contractor, will mobilize tomorrow. The plan is to start in the 100 block down by Swissvale Avenue and block by block work our way up the street, removing the Belgian block and the brick and putting down the base layer and then moving on to the next block. We're hoping they're going to move quickly. The weather looks good, so we should be able to wrap this up soon. Dog park fencing has been completed. We're still working on controlling the drainage at the site. One of our Eagle Scouts is almost complete with his rain garden near the entrance to Oakview. He'll be planting native shrubs this weekend, and then he should be complete. Elkasan has the dog waste stations and the poles and cans and are just waiting on the signage. They ordered special signage that's graffiti resistant, and it's taking a little bit longer than expected to be delivered, but they are expecting that we should have it by the end of July. The dog park is still closed to the public because we want to get it reseated before we open. So the fencing is up, but it's not available for use yet.
I've had dogs send me emails.
True. Movies in the Park was canceled last week due to rain. We'll wrap up the movie season next Monday with a showing of Inside Out. Carpet installation will begin on July 24th. We're going to do this in phases, and the first area they're going to do is actually up here. So they're going to do council, the offices up here, and the steps. That should take 2 to 3 days to complete. Then we're going to look at moving into another. Since our public works employees have to move out all of the furniture, we need a little bit of lead time to be able to know when we're going to do it, but it will be happening in phases, and it is finally happening. County Executive Fitzgerald's tour of Edgewood will be on July 31st, 6 p.m. at the Borough Building. We have a nice walking tour planned out. Hope you'll all be able to join us. I will send out an itinerary this week so that we can all be on the same page about what we'd like to show them. And that's all I have.
All right, thank you. Anything from Ms. Bastianini?
If I may?
Yes.
I would like to advise you that Tom called me right before coming to the meeting and said that Facebook, according to the woman, had posted that we're open, and he, Tom, saw it on Neighbor to Neighbor, and I asked Tom to put on Neighbor to Neighbor that no, that is not the case, to get a hold of the woman that had posted it on Neighbor to Neighbor to find out who put it on Facebook, and to please correct that.
We can post on our Facebook as well, but
It's we're not open.
Progress
it's,
is underway, yeah. But we're not open yet. Yeah.
Okay. And then one other thing, if all of you ever get a felonious email from me, do look to see if it says .net, .org, .whatever, because that is a scam that apparently happens even to big corporations.
I'm not going to get my money back. Bailing him out of jail from Atlanta.
It was
Atlanta.
Very bizarre. It said, hi, Julie.
Yeah.
Are you in the office today? And so I responded, because I actually thought it was.
thank you. Any other new business? Any committee action? So this time we'll go into executive session.